September 17th, 2016. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. You may view the guest lineup and relevant links for this program by visiting spingola.com. Just click on the radio schedule button on my page. Please also visit screeningsandyhook.net for articles regarding Sandy Hook and related topics. I hope that you will also visit and subscribe to spingolaspeaks.net, created by a dear friend and listener. One may listen to the audio files of my programs there, as well as to the audio files at RBN. Another option is Woolley's blog, and that's Woolley's blog. blogspot.com. If you appreciate the RBN programming, please consider donating to the network. To donate by telephone, just call 800-724-2719 or visit republicbroadcasting.org and click donate, or send donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. You may email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. You may join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. My first guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. She's been alerting people for 25 years. Her websites are Mission Possible, World Health International, and that is mpwhi.com. Again, mpwhi.com. You may also visit doorway.com. That's doorway.com. She has been at this, as I mentioned, for 25 years. She's the founder of the Worldwide Volunteer Force, Mission Possible World Health International, which is committed to removing aspartame from our food supply. And today, September just happens to be the September is the national month for aspartame awareness. My atomic clock gave way. I think it needs new batteries. It says that it is January 1st. It's Monday. Right now it's reading 5:58 a.m. Obviously, that's not the time. I rely on it so much because I open the broadcast at a specific time, so I am totally, absolutely lost without my atomic clock. Okay, do we have her yet? Not quite. Okay, the line was busy. Okay. As I mentioned, she has been doing this, alerting people, for 25 years. In 1970, Dr. Martini established a model for the nation by creating Physicians on Call. It's a network of 5 emergency care clinics in Atlanta, Georgia, staffed with medical doctors, and that 7 days a week, 24 hours, 24/7. Services are without cost to the indigent, and she speaks frequently on nationwide radio hookups for talk programs throughout the country, and we have her. Okay, Dr. Martini, welcome so much to the program.
Thank you. I'm sorry, phone didn't ring in my office for some reason. That's strange.
They don't want you to be on the program today and deliver your message and talk about Hillary Clinton.
I can imagine. Even the Proposition 65, where they're wanting to declare aspartame a carcinogen, has been hacked, and we can't get that today. I think they're starting to fight back.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I receive all of your emails, for which I am incredibly grateful. And you sent out one this week, or I think it was this week, about Hillary Clinton. And, I mean, it was just incredible, and it was also kind of confirming some other things that we had heard about. You also reminded people that September is Aspartame Awareness Month, and we should be aware of aspartame every month, but I'm glad that we could have you on the program in September.
Thank you. Thank you. The post on Hillary was done for a specific reason. Hannity had said that her staff was looking into the Parkinson's drugs. This was not a political post in any manner. It's just that people don't know that aspartame interacts with L-DOPA. And so when I sent out the post many years ago, Save the Fox on Michael Fox, it caused a lot of Parkinson patients that were very, very ill to call, and when they found out it was the L-DOPA, in fact, we even found out that Parcopa puts aspartame in their L-DOPA, another company. And so this was done to get back to Hillary, Hannity, and to get to other Parkinson victims, and they've already started calling, you know, not understanding why they're having all these reactions, but they're using aspartame. So that was a reason for the post, although she's been an aspartame victim for years, as has her husband.
Right. Now, you mentioned that Diet Coke is her favorite drink.
Yes, I thought I had gotten her off because back in 2007, I had lectured in New Zealand, and just before I left, Stephen Fox, who's our Mission Possible New Mexico, had said, Hillary's talking about children, and you need to fax to her campaign office the report for schools we have on our website. And, you know, I was going as fast as I could because I had a 6 a.m. radio program and trying to get to the airport, and this was the night before. But anyway, she had 6 campaign offices, and the paper is like 42 pages long with all the different doctors talking about how aspartame destroys the brains of our children. And so I finally got it. I know that she got it because somebody calling from the campaign office, and they said, too much paper. I said, I'm sorry, I wanted to read every single word of it. Got on the plane and left. Well, when I came back, my husband says, you know, I saw on national TV where Hillary said she used to drink Diet Coke all day, but she's just drinking water. Well, so I thought I'd gotten her off, but you have to remember that aspartame is extremely addictive, that its methyl ester becomes, you know, methanol, and that's classified as a narcotic, and it causes chronic methanol poisoning. This affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes the addiction. And so I thought, well, one, she could be back on it, and two, the damage has been done. And just a few minutes ago, I was reading all the different doctors that have come forward and said, this is what I think, and, you know, seeing the jerking of her head and or seizure. And what they all agree with is that the problem is neurological, whether it's a cover-up or not. The one thing is, and aspartame is a neurotoxin, and the main things that people yet, I guess, you know, I just realized I've been doing this for 26 years, so I've taken probably 50,000 case histories. And I would say the diseases that are so often mimicked and precipitated are MS and lupus, of course, the brain tumors, and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and, you know, all these neurological problems. And many times, even in a post many years ago about Michael Fox, they said it's like Parkinson's-like, because it causes all the neurological symptoms, you know, and their hands shake, and you can detox from aspartame and get some of the poisons out, you know, and lead somewhat of a normal life. But Dr. James Bowen, who has Lou Gehrig's disease, has told me, you know, that you must, he says, you must tell every victim that it's a chemical hypersensitization agent, and they can get it again and have a terrible reaction. And I know you have seen the wonderful documentary Sweet Misery, A Poison World.
Oh, yes.
And in the end, you see one of the last interviews is Cheryl Kemper, and she was going in the hospital to have surgery for her knees, which I had told her. I said, look, it interacts with the surgery. Dr. Bowen has told me so, and tried to get her to have prolotherapy, which would have, you know, not had to go through surgery. But I said, let me tell you, if you're going to do this, you must tell the hospital not to give you any aspartame, because you're chemically hypersensitive and you could react even more. So she did exactly what I told her. She told him not to give her aspartame in any form, any food, any drug. She had a ban. And one of the dietitians gave her some crystal light with aspartame. She became a cold blue, and they had to resuscitate her to save her life.
Oh, my
And
gosh.
As you know, I'm the last person in the world who would ever do this. I have been researching it, you know, for years and years, and working with these brilliant, you know, world experts. Dr. Roberts trained me. He wrote a medical text for me and dedicated it to me. Nobody would ever think that I'd ever get any aspartame. And yet found out that it's in the generic drugs in the hospital, and I stopped breathing 3 times. And now I'm chemically hypersensitive to it. It spares nobody. And it is in so many things now unlabeled. They even said they put Neotame, a more potent aspartame, in pork. So don't have any bacon for breakfast. So, but you wouldn't know these things, and that's why the aspartame awareness article was very long, trying to recap some of the things that you know, in the last year, new studies, new articles, and reports as such. And to let you know about this, that it's in dairy products unlabeled, 13 of them, and it's in all gum. So you know, this is the reason for these posts. We try, and this is Aspartame Awareness Month, and we ask at least forward the information to your list, to your friends, to your church, to your office, you know, and warn people.
Yes, spread it around as much as possible. Now, you said in your email that Dr. H.J. Roberts had dinner with President Clinton years ago and gave him 2 books on aspartame.
Yes. Hold on just a minute.
And anyway, yes, I finally bought Dr. Roberts' book.
I'm sorry. I'm not in my office now, so I had to get the door shut so you wouldn't hear anything. Anyway, so you were saying, you know, yes, that Dr. Roberts had dinner with Bill Clinton, and he gave him 2 of his books, and he tried his best to get him off of it. Now, you remember that he had bypass surgery, and
yes. This
is, you know, aspartame destroys the heart. As he wrote in his medical text, he says it causes an irregular heart rhythm, and it interacts with all cardiac medication. It damages the cardiac conduction system and causes sudden death. Okay, now my brother, who was a Green Beret, and he, we had the same problem. Agent Orange wasn't enough. He had to get on to diet drinks. He had an irregular heart rhythm. I said, Bob, you're going to have a heart attack. And the next thing you know, you're going to have bypass surgery. And you've got to get off of it. And he said, I'm too addicted. So what happened was just exactly that. He had a heart attack, and they didn't expect him to live. and someone called me and said, your brother wants to be buried in Oregon. I said, why are you burying my brother? And it turned out he was in the hospital drinking a Diet Coke, and they were giving him morphine. And, you know, they talk about opioids. Well, narcotics react violently. And when I talked to the nurse, she said, oh, I thought it was all a hoax. I said, they would like you to believe that. If you don't get him off the Diet Coke, with morphine, you're going to be scraping him off the ceiling. You won't be able to handle him. And then it was a little bit later, the nurse called back. She says, we can't handle him. I said, I told you, take away his Diet Coke. So I called Dr. Bowen, who happened to be in Oregon. He was in the VA hospital. And he rushed over there, took the Diet Coke out of his hand, and everything went back to normal. I mean, he was not expected to live. And the nurse told me later, she says, I don't understand. She says his blood sugar's gone back to normal, and he's diabetic. And I told her that, you know, it raises fasting blood sugar, and that's been found, you know, in a scientific peer-reviewed study now. And they finally put a sign over his bed, no aspartame. Well, in the case of Bill Clinton, it was exactly the same thing. So I faxed a report to his doctors when he was at Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center in New York. You know, when I was a young girl, I actually worked there. Anyway, then when he got out of the hospital, I faxed it, the same copy, to his Harlem office. So, you know, the Clintons have had the information for years, and they have, and they know about it. But a lot of times, people it changes their personality. And, you know, it's a psycho drug, and it interacts with all antidepressants. And people don't realize this is the reason. You know, Lane Shore, I think what you've spoken to is Mission Possible Chicago there. And he says, she's not the woman that I married. She worked for the NutraSweet company and wouldn't believe that they would do such a thing. And she'll tell you, I'm just fine, you know. But she's had over 60 operations.
Yeah, that's his wife. Right.
That's his wife, and she's doing very poorly now. And because I've talked to Lane, and, you know, he's lost now maybe 15 members of his family from aspartame. And not only that, she feeds it to her children, and I think she fed it to Lane over a year ago. He had bought this new beautiful car, and all of a sudden he was walking down the street, and the police came up and says, do you know you totaled your car? And he didn't know anything.
Oh, my gosh.
And his platelets were down, so he got it. And this is the chemical hypersensitization of aspartame. Once you use it, in fact, Dr. Bowen wrote how it can interact with operations, which is a long technical matter, but I recently had an epidural, and it reacted, and I was in bed for a week and a half, and I'm not on it. It's the cumulative effects that are in your body, and this is, you know, to let you know how serious it is, and that, you know, you may have a big family. You don't know if how many are using it. I used a reprint to give out Rotgut aspartame. It's on our website, Methadolmania, because that particular article, which was published by the National Health Federation, gets people off of it. And just imagine in my own family, obviously I've told everyone.
Sure. Oh, okay, we've got a break here. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Why? While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this first hour today is Dr. Betty Martini, and her website is mpwhi.com, which stands for Mission Possible World Health International. And remember that September is National Aspartame Awareness Month, so you want to be sure that you tell people, tell everybody in your email list, tell everybody on Facebook, really spread the news about this horrible, horrible, I don't know, what would you call it? It's a neurotoxin, for sure. But getting back to the Clintons, would some people just kind of assume, well, I know there's a lot of people that smoke, I don't know too many people that smoke, but they say, oh, you know, I'm not going to get cancer. Everybody seems to think that they can avoid some of the pitfalls of health, pitfalls that are kind of go along with what they're doing wrong. Might they think, well, you know, maybe somebody else will get problems, maybe somebody else will get Parkinson's disease, or have some sort of a neurological, get neurological damage from this. But maybe they think that they can get away with it or escape it or what?
Yes, that's true. You've heard people say, well, I've got to die from something, and they think they are. And for instance, in the case of smoking, my mother smoked 4 packs of cigarettes a day. I lost her at the age of 50. My father smoked a cigar, which I was allergic to, and I told him, I said, you've got to scrape your cells and your throat. You're going to take out your voice box if you don't quit. He didn't quit. A year and over a year later, they took out his voice box from Canada from cancer, and they both died. The thing of it is, with aspartame, somebody, you know, like somebody in Alaska said their child had a Diet Coke and went to sleep and didn't wake up the next morning. They were dead. You can die of a sudden cardiac death very quickly, you know, or blood clots like Hillary got. And it's, you know, so as bad as smoking is, and the fact I lost my parents from it, aspartame can get you at any time. You know, we have the pilots, Mission Possible Aviation, because it's, you know, it's crash planes. That's the reason,
right.
You know, that I started it as Cliff Evans came to my home. Dr. Blaylock sent him and said, we got 600,000 pilots. And dumb I'm not, but I couldn't make a decision on aspartame and crashed my plane and lived to tell about it. And I've had cases of other planes that have crashed. Now they keep defibrillators on them. It's so that's the reason it's so important. I was telling you, you know, that I warned everybody in my family, and some people listen and some people don't. Even my brother did, but I always use this example. We have people in, you know, other family in other cities. And I remember when my husband's cousin came to Atlanta, and she said, I want to stop by just for a few minutes. We're on our way to Florida, and we'll stop back. But I wanted to let you know that William Reed is dying, or he may have already died. And I said, well, why? And she said, well, he's having at least 6 seizures a day, and the doctors can't help him. And they're making funeral arrangements. Now consider how close he was to death. They didn't think that he would live through the day. And I said, is he using NutraSweet, you know? Does he have MS symptoms, losing his sight, you know? And she said, well, yes, he does use NutraSweet. And I said, well, call him and tell him to get off of it. And she says, well, he may already be dead. I said, Mary Lee, call him or I will. And it was, you know, if it wasn't such a terrible thing, it would be humorous hearing her say, William, Betty said you didn't have to die after all. Get off of NutraSweet.
Wow.
And the interesting thing is that then she left, went on to Florida, and came back. When she came back, she says, all his seizures stopped. He's still alive.
Oh, wonderful.
And his doctor is in shock. And my husband, incidentally, that was over 15 years ago, and my husband went to see him about 3 or 4 years ago. So, but I remember her standing in the door when she left. She said, Betty, do you realize if I hadn't stopped at your house, he would be dead?
Wow.
That's how important it is to get the word to your family.
It surely is. All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Deanna, and our guest, our first guest today is Dr. Betty Martini, and I wanted to tell you that I do have Dr. Roberts' book. I finally bought it, I think, like 6 months ago.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, and it's amazing. It's so thick and so comprehensive. Just amazing.
Not only that, it was 40% larger, but it was too much to publish. And he left me his 30 years of records, and I don't know whether I have it or not. And before he died, he wanted to add 200 more pages. Hillary first had a blood clot, and she is on Coumadin, and aspartame interacts with Coumadin. And you'll find in that medical text, everybody should get it and get it on Amazon, aspartame disease, an ignored epidemic. But he does go into, you know, blood clots and the
everything.
But there is a specific little paragraph I'll read you that he has in his book that really makes you think. Because, you know, it was listed with the Pentagon in an inventory of prospective biochemical warfare weapons, given to Congress. And so you know that the Pentagon knows, and he lists a case history of someone who had written me, and it's very interesting. He said, "My own cousin was too tall to become a fighter pilot here where we live, but since he is also a very good engineer, he actually got hired by the Pentagon a few years about 10 years ago in order to help design different kinds of turbines, et cetera, and even got to test fly the planes. He couldn't talk with me about the projects themselves since they were top secret, but he did tell me something very spooky. All pilots flying for the Pentagon were told to not eat or drink anything with aspartame in it or they would be grounded. And when asked why they were told that, it is because it will radically increase the risk of acute brain hemorrhage and blood clots when flying the aircraft. What I noted was that it was not to protect the pilots against aspartame that comes from the Pentagon, but to prevent their hardware from getting any damage. And I always thought that was interesting, and I always thought about that, you know, when Hillary got her blood clot. But sometimes people have trouble getting their doctors to understand because, as you know, it's in all gastrointestinal generic drugs, and the doctors don't know. That's how I got it. And
Wow. So
they should, you know, if people are on aspartame, they have all these unexplained symptoms, they should get this medical text. And when they go to the doctor, show it to them. I have given a copy to all my doctors. And when I was in the hospital, you know, I gave hundreds of the reprint away, and doctors would send in more doctors. And they were so concerned about it. You know, I turned my my room in the hospital into a medical library. But even, you know, when they found out.
You just never stop. You do. Wherever you're at, you're just. That's well, how you are. That's why I love you so much. It's just amazing. You're just so dedicated, and you're a national treasure. You really are.
That's very kind of you, but it makes me think that when I was in there, they called code 3 because, you know, the aspartame affected my heart. But they brought in so many people that when they got through, I said, "Now, as long as I have you gathered here together, I want to give out some. I want to give out some material, you know." And they went by and took one of this, one of that. It was real, really kind of comical. So I guess it's in my blood. I've been doing it so long, and I see through Dr. Roberts' eyes. You know, when I see somebody, and the problems they have, you know, I know what they. You know, what's going on.
Sure. And as you say, it's in so many medications, and doctors are not going to know this when they prescribe a medicine for their patients. They are not going to know. They're not going to put two and two together unless somebody like you informs them or unless they inform themselves. And doctors are they're very busy, overworked, underpaid. They're not going to recognize. They're not going to recognize the symptoms. So, and you were talking in one of the emails that you sent out. You were talking about the improper, there's a new rule. The FDA has put out a new rule on sanitary transport of food, and you said that aspartame violates the rule.
Well, of course it does. This is, and we've known this actually from the start. Number one, it's adulterated, and, you know, one of the papers that's on our website and also on Rinse.com is that when Pepsi put it back in, I said, you know, I wrote a post. I said, Pepsi, have you forgot your aspartame paper trail, and added the protest of the National Soft Drink Association, where they gave the law for adulteration and breaking down. And how it's unstable, you know, in these fluids. And so it's always violated interstate commerce, and it's because you cannot, ship an adulterated product for sale. And so when they're shipping just aspartame, it goes by a hazmat placard. That's what poisons, if you're transporting a poison, you have to have a hazmat placard. And that's how aspartame is shipped.
Holy cow! That doesn't tell people something.
Yes, you get all this information, and yet they don't realize it because they haven't done the research, and that's why I put all these reports, you know, on our website and get them all over the world, because they have no idea about all this. And so, but you think of something like, just in regular shipping, something like Crystal Light. And I think of that product because a chemist called me, and she was testing the Crystal Light, and she got in touch. She says, do you know that it was already broken down in the box? So we know that. And I don't know if you remember when Jennifer Cohen, she was just 12 years old, and she decides to babysit all summer to get $3,000 to pay Winston Laboratory to do a project for school to test Diet Coke. And she put 10 under the bed at room temperature, 10 in an incubator, and 10 of them in a refrigerator. The interesting thing about the report that came from Winston Lab was that even the Coke in the refrigerator had already broken down to diketokeprazine, the brain tumor agent, and formaldehyde.
Wow.
So, you know, and of course she's grown up now. That was many years ago. But we've always known about shipping. But this is the new rule on shipping something, and now they've got penalties, and it's really a crime. But you have to remember that the FDA admitted in 2009 that it was broken. And so, in other words, we've got Big Pharma running the FDA.
Oh, and have for a long time. Absolutely.
Yes. So you're not going to get any help. And that's why in the end line, I said, you know, the FDA and the acetate manufacturer, you know, they have been operating above the law, you know, all these years. So are they going to get away with this too? And not
sure.
Only that, there was a study, which I think I gave you the URL, you want to put it on your website, of a recent article on a study that said that aspartame cannot be considered safe because of storage. And so, you know, it heats up just like Lane Chure's wife. She keeps cases of it piled up in her hot garage. You know, it's been a hot summer. So it's, you know, you're drinking formaldehyde cocktails is what you're drinking.
Sure.
Now, we have had, now this is new news, and we really want victims, you know, doctors, anyway, we want to get thousands of letters to Proposition 65 in California. You know, they did not answer my petition for ban in 180 days. It went years. The FDA turned it down, and they said they had sent me and Dr. Stoller a letter. They never did, and under FOIA, they wouldn't send it to me. And up comes this thing in the National Law Review, and there was my petition. Under it was the letters to a copy of the letter to Dr. Stoller and a copy of a letter to me. He had also petitioned a ban. And it was very, very interesting that I got it that way. But it was because they've evidently read the petition, and they're having second thoughts about declaring it a carcinogen. And as the whole point of the paper I did, it's called All Eyes on Aspartame, is that it's a matter of public record. We have Dr. Adrian Gross, chief scientist at the FDA, confessing to Congress that aspartame violates the Delaney Amendment because it caused brain cancer. It caused a lot of others. So we've got the FDA admission. Dr. Morando Siffredi did three studies from the famous Ramazzini Institute stating that it's a multipotential carcinogen. And then this is almost comical, but Harvard puts out their study on aspartame and cancer and said, hey, we got the strongest and the longest. So they're bragging on this, and evidently, before it had been gone anywhere 15 minutes, industry must have got to them, because the next day, I wrote a story about it, they said, we wish to apologize to the public for publishing that article.
You're kidding.
No, I did a paper on it. You know, no crime here, says the mafia. So we have that one, which shows you how fast industry gets to people. In fact, as I was saying in the beginning, is that we've put out all this information to get people to write Proposition 65, and I have it on our website, Stephen Fox, Mission Possible. New Mexico has just written an article on it, and I tried to put out the note from them, and they've already hacked the government website. And I'm sure it'll go back up, and there's all kinds. I'm going to put out this article, and there's all kinds of information on our website. And, you know, we may... Maybe our day has come. If there's thousands of letters written to Proposition 65 for victims, especially victims that have had cancer or know people with cancer, and just put some of the information. And on top of all this, there was just a study, a human study, showing that aspartame causes leukemia and lymphoma and such. Actually, it causes all the blood diseases and the blood cancers, and that was a big problem when Wayne Shore got it. In fact, when I was in the hospital, not knowing I had aspartame, my hemoglobin dropped to 5, because that's what aspartame does. So we hope people will get involved. They can get on my website and read All Eyes on Aspartame, which gives the information from their website. Or they can email me, you know, at BettyM19@manspring.com. I'm not going to tell them who to write to. But this is one way, you know, it's a death knell for the manufacturer. If we can get it declared that it is a carcinogen, and we have all the evidence, anything anybody would want. But what it is a fight between aspartame manufacturing power and the facts.
Yes, that's, exactly.
You know, you consider something like Dr. Monty. I mean, he went all the way to the Supreme Court because aspartame causes seizures and blindness, and the FDA was about to take it off the shelves, and they got, I was told, this is before my time, they got to the judge, and that was in 1986, and that's the show of aspartame power. And even when the FDA tried to have him indicted years ago, both U.S. prosecutors hired on with a defense team, and the statute of limitations expired. You know, it's on the market through political chicanery.
Oh, absolutely.
And, yeah. So we do want people to get involved, and we only have 3 weeks to comment, and that's how important it is. It isn't something you do tomorrow. It's something you do today. And that's... That's where the public can help.
Right. And that's by, excuse me, that's by October 24th.
Yes. And I think that information is in Stephen Fox's new article, which I will probably send you sometime later in the day.
Sure.
But this will help to put it on websites and get people involved. You know, everybody thinks somebody else is going to do it. But, you know, even on list. That may be 1,000 people, you know, if everybody sent a letter, you know, and they were swamped, then, and they would understand, and also the many horrible cases. And I remember when Kelly Motlick, she was 28 years old and had a head full of aspartame brain tumors. She was a lawyer, and she had a little girl, and there were, you know, she said that there were so many people around her drinking Diet Pop, you know, that several of them had brain tumors. And before she died, she says, I want to live, I want to live, I want to live. But if I die, which she did, she says, tell the world Monsanto murdered me. And, of course, Monsanto doesn't own it now. It's owned by different people. Pfizer has it. And then they turned around, put aspartame in anti-seizure medication. You know, they know
right,
what they're doing.
Right.
Yes. It's and it's really Agenda 21, and which is on depopulation. And they're so arrogant that they admit it in Agenda 21. They're not trying to hide the fact that they're trying to depopulate. And I'm right here 2 hours from Elberton where they make granite, where people came down from New York, bought 5 acres of land, and put up 4 huge granites. And it's on both sides in different languages, you know, English, Spanish, French. French, and it tells they want to keep the population, you know, at a...
they want to decrease it, yeah, sure.
Yes, and actually in order to get what they wanted, you'd have to eliminate 92% of the population, and all you have to do is Google Georgia Gadstones.
Yes.
In Elberton, Georgia, and it will tell you exactly what they say. So you have to take responsibility for your own health today.
Exactly. All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
you, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today for the first hour is Dr. Betty Martini. Her website, Mission Possible World Health International, is mpwhi.com. And you were talking about people who have seizures, and yet they're putting aspartame in seizure medication. I mean, if that isn't what you're talking about, Agenda 21, I don't know what else you
call it. Yeah, it is, because they know, and it's like a whistleblower for pharmaceutical companies. There's three things that all pharmaceutical companies know, and that's that aspartame is a deadly chemical poison, that tamoxifen which is something used for cancer, actually spreads the disease, and chemotherapy does the same thing. So, you know, every pharmaceutical company, you know, knows. There is one other thing I want to mention. I don't know if you put the aspartame awareness on your website, but then get it on mine.
Yes, it's there.
Yeah, is that Diane Fleming, who is in Sweet Misery, A Poison World, you know, who's been in prison 15 years and whose husband was an aspartame victim, died of methanol poisoning, and she's looking for letters that are sent to her, and they're going to give them to the governor, because they recently had the last of any hearing you could have just to retest it, to show about breakdown products, and the judge even they just refused it. And so there's no way for us to get her out of prison except to write her. And I do want people to know that there is a safe sweetener if they want to use a sweetener called Just Like Sugar, and they can find out about that on their website.
Right. Well, it's just overwhelming, the amount of aspartame in so many things. You have to look at every single label. In fact, I try to avoid food that has labels on it.
Perfect.
It's just what an awful thing. And anyway, people should visit your website, Mission Possible World Health International. That's MPWHI.com. And I did put the address where they can write about the Proposition 65 in the chat room, and they can also find that on your website. And as you say, we can't expect others to do it or to think that, oh, somebody else is going to take care of it, because this involves all of us. This isn't just about people who knowingly or unknowingly are drinking or ingesting aspartame, because this affects everybody. In every family, I think every family has somebody that is taking this stuff. I know I do. And I say something every time that I see them with a Diet Coke. And it's just, it's heartbreaking to know how dangerous it is and to see your family consuming it. And I do have a granddaughter that has seizures, and she's on seizure medication. And I'm thinking, you know, and she just is adamant. Anyway, thank you so much, Dr. Betty. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.